My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
For me, there is also the point where, are you just going to tap out your fans? Like, if you get to 20 games...
Well, this is where I want to get to.
What am I paying for?
My thought is that owners will always try to create more situations where they can make more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've wondered about pay-per-view, Super Bowl, pay-per-view, playoff games, AFC, NFC championship games. But another way they can just simply make more money is to just expand the schedule. And why would that hurt the owners? Because if a lot more fans are like you, and I believe they are, give me more football, more football, more football. Well, fans are clamoring more football. What is the incentive for them not to push for more football? Why wouldn't they? Why would they stop at 18 games? English Premier League's at 38 matches. It goes from August to May. There's like no downtime. Why not expand the schedule?
Have they recently made that schedule long?
That I don't know. But okay. Why wouldn't they continue to expand the NFL schedule if it means more money?
But I do.
It's not like the owners put themselves at more risk. They don't.
Well, no. I mean, TV deals, if you're going to make more money, you got to give them more. You got to give them more of a product. So with the TV deals, I understand that. But I do think, again, there's a law of diminished returns that somebody might just be going, hey, man, I can afford 9 home dates. I can afford this. I'm tapped out on 10. I'm tapped out on 11 if we're going to play 22 games a season.
Who is tapped
and
out?
I think the general fan might be. I think it costs a premium,
wait a second. I'm not even suggesting that they would do that locally. They would just move the games to Mexico, to London.
All right, well, I think that
Scotland,
they can just keep expanding. I think they can do that and still stay under the 18-game umbrella. I think what the NFL wants to do, where it's a TV revenue business. God, they made almost $13 billion last year, whatever it was, based on television and other income, which does partially, I guess, would include tickets, even though that I don't think that's revenue shared, obviously. So I think it gets to a point where you want to reach the fine line that Major League Baseball has crossed, that a lot of the NBA has crossed, where it's like, hey, man, you play so many games, there's going to be less return on investment. Like baseball, it's you got to be there. Now it's ratings, local ratings on all that stuff. You know, the NBA has dealt with that. Now, fortunately, Cleveland's been in a place where they've been in the upper third of attendance. Even in some of the down years, they've been pretty decent on attendance. I do think basketball works in this city. Baseball, we've gone around and around and around. And we're going to get to baseball here in a second with the whole trade scenarios that are going on. But I think of the football, I think they have the perfect mix. It is a holiday gift. It's a family outing, even though I know some fights break out in the men's room there. But it can be a family outing. It can be a family tradition. It only goes on once a week. I don't think you want to add too many of that where it starts to become, I got these tickets I can't get rid of. All right, I got to go down there. I got to park. I got to do all this stuff, which some people give you about baseball. And that's not just a Cleveland thing. That's everywhere. I still think, yeah, they can make more money. I think they want to make sure their stadiums are full, especially with how much that some of these teams are now helping to pay in the 50-50 split or 60-40 split, or even a 100-0 split.
That COVID year scared me because they made a lot of money and they did not care that nobody was in those stadiums.
They did, but
which makes me think that they wouldn't care going forward.
But they also will tell you that they took a hit because the ticket prices and the tickets that they sell pay for a lot of the extras. And unfortunately, the tickets that they sell pay for a lot of people's jobs that we never hear of and never talk about. And that's something that none of us want. Trade deadline's here. 6 o'clock today. They got Lane Thomas. We already power ranked our lanes. He wasn't in the top three yet. Maybe he will by the end of the year. Do you demand more from the Cleveland Guardians? Do you demand another trade here before the end of the day? 216-474-0092. Is it something you demand? Anthony Lima, you first.
Yeah, I said that I figured they would make a couple of moves. I thought they'd get a pitcher and a hitter. They got a hitter. I certainly didn't say they were getting superstars at the deadline and how many teams have. Obviously, the Cardinals were able to strike and get the two guys. I think most Guardians fans, if they didn't know their names beforehand, and Tommy Pham and Fetty, like those were two players that you were told by Anthony Castrovince, by Zach Meisel, by Nightingale, by all these guys, hey, those are names you should pursue. So once that became the case, yeah, you were frustrated that the Cardinals got him, but have you seen superstars change hands? Not really, nor would I expect that to be the case. So I do expect them, and yeah, demand, fine. I demand them to go get another arm, but I think they will. I think they will probably trade either Manzardo or D. Lauder. I think they'll trade one of those guys today.
But when you say demand, I think you got to understand what demand means. I think demand's a very strong word. When you say demand, what if they don't make a move? You'll be disappointed, but you're not an overreactor. So when you say demand, I don't think you're understanding what you're saying.
It's not going to ruin my rest of the year.
But I think when a person says demand, it ruins the rest of their year.
They're not going to go to any more games the rest of the year. They're not going to ruin the team.
We'll get calls of that.
We'll get calls about it. Were those people going to games to begin with?
More than likely, no. But I can only go by what they tell me on the radio. Now, can I?
I think yes. There will be an overreaction. You're right. People will call the Dolans cheap. I mean, they've been hearing that.
They've
forever.
Been doing it our entire life.
That's not going to change anything. But I think eventually you'll get around to supporting your team. You'll be excited. You'll hammer ownership. Some will hammer the front office because, you know, there has been this battle for years. Does the front office hold on to their prospects too long? You know, the flip side of that is, of course, that they have to hold on to their prospects because those are their shots. They're never going to be a big player in free agency. You know, that's just never been the DNA of what they.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
They do, plus that costs them financially to such an extent that they have to manage those situations differently than most teams.
Well, when you say, again, when somebody says demand, I think that they have it in their head that if the Guardians don't make a trade today, and they play at 1 o'clock today, so it's a very interesting first pitch for a trade deadline day, because if someone gets scratched, obviously the antenna is going to go up for everybody. So hopefully Josh Naylor's nice and healthy, or we're going to have to deal with that roller coaster from some folks again. We talked about that earlier in the show. When you say demand, though, I think that it gives off the negative connotation. If they don't make a trade, then people give up on the team. Now, they've already made one trade in Lane Thomas, and even though we had some fun with it, Jose Ramirez didn't necessarily know who Lane Thomas was, and I don't think the general populace really knew a lot about Lane Thomas. Seems to be a fine enough hitter. Somebody did give me a side-by-side of him and Will Brennan, but I don't have a lot of problems with Will Brennan, so we'll see how Lane Thomas works out. But I think pitching has always been the number one thing that people bring up. Well, here's a pitcher himself saying what the Lane Thomas trade does for the Cleveland Guardians.
Definitely does not hurt. I think it definitely uplifts us, and I think it helps us know that they think that we can go out there and win. And that's a crazy monkey off the back. I mean, I don't think a lot of people really know how much that kind of clears the mental a little bit, and kind of it definitely helps. It helps for sure.
So that's Tanner Bibee talking about it, who was great last night. He gave up 7 hits, scattered them across 6, and only gave up 2 earned runs, went 95 pitches. He's really been the workhorse for the Guardians while they try to get their stuff figured out when it comes to their starting rotation. I do know that this trade deadline, and hearing Anthony Castrovince with us yesterday, I don't think I'm in a position to demand. I'm in a position to hope. You brought up DeLotter. I got no problem with letting go of Chase DeLotter. I got no problem with letting go with most of these guys. But I know that Chris Antonetti knows a hell of a lot more about his farm system than I do, or anybody who calls in, or any guests that we have. Same thing with Chernoff. So if these guys know about these guys and they know where they're going, remember, like when we're getting calls or where we're getting social media posts about Josh Naylor and we're, well, Josh only has 1 more year arbitration, then he's a free agent. Ken, do you think that they're going to pay? Okay, well, I got to replace him with somebody. Can I trade for a first baseman who's a power hitter? Do I know how much that's going to cost me, for crying out loud? Or do I take a guy that has previously developed in my farm system and bring him up and maybe trade Josh Naylor next year or something like that? Like, these are real serious conversations that we have to have over a course of time. Now, I don't think there's any sense to trading Josh this year. You're way too ahead in the division. You're a competing team. I think it's a terrible message to send to everybody in God, and it's just terrible.
Yeah, that would be, I think, but deflating to a lot of the people in that clubhouse, especially because his brother's still on the team.
Yes, but plus he's, I don't know how much of a leader he is or anything like that. Again, I don't know the guy. It seems to be a clubhouse of likable guys. I'm a big fan of his, obviously. It would be bizarre to me. That's where I'll leave that there. That's why when the rumors came out over the weekend, I didn't understand it. But when we say demand, he can't just be a magician and make that happen. So if they come away without a pitcher out of this, I don't want to put lipstick on the pig and say, well, you know, Matt Boyd's coming up. Yeah, well, we already tried Spencer Howard out, and that was a total, utter disaster where you wanted to go out there and hug him and bring him off the field.
Yeah.
I don't know how Matt Boyd's going to work
and
out there.
And Logan Allen and Tristan McKenzie.
McKenzie's been a mess.
Both of them have been a mess, right?
So, yes, I'm concerned. I'm definitely concerned with that. But I know he can't force these teams to trade with him. But they know what they have when it comes to starting pitching.
Yeah, and Bob Nightingale about 20 minutes ago said the plan is right now for the Giants to keep Blake Snell, give their team a legitimate shot at the playoffs, or 4 games back of the wild card.
Is Jack Flaherty officially traded yet?
No.
I don't think he's officially traded. Could you get in on something like that? Because he was scratched yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Jason Lloyd was on last week and said there's no chance that Detroit would trade him in the division.
Get on the bus back home with the guys.
Why wouldn't they trade him in the division if I'm willing to give them so much out of my farm system?
I think they're that would depend. I mean, they
what
are.
What the hell does that matter?
That's always deal? Something that comes up in sports. Do you want to give a team in your division the ammo to, to be potentially?
I mean, you're 13 games back of the division. You're 4 games under 500. You've already made a trade. You're not going anywhere. All right, you're not going anywhere. Jack Flaherty, correct me if I'm wrong, Mitch. Is Jack Flaherty on a 1-year deal?
I believe he is on 1 year,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so what the hell does that have to do? Do I have faith that the Guardians are going to pay Jack Flaherty a whole hell of a lot of money to stay with the Guardians and ruin me for the next decade?
Well, especially if he had a great close to the year and a great playoff run, they'd have no chance to keep
him. Okay, so no. Am I really afraid that the Guardians are going to sign him? So I could trade Jack Flaherty to a Guardians team that needs starting pitching, that hasn't won a World Series in 76 years, that knows that the Yankees are pounding away at the door, right? So I can do something like that. Now I'm starting to get worked up here. The Yankees are pounding away at the door. The Yankees are going to be a postseason team. Baltimore apparently is interested in Jack Flaherty. Is that not true, Mitch? Okay, so I got Baltimore and I got Cleveland, or Baltimore and the Yankees who are interested in this guy. Can I take farm players away from the Guardians and then give them a guy who, if he does do as well as we hope he's going to do, is going to price himself out of Cleveland?
By the way, VP of Baseball Analytics for the Tigers, Ryan Garko.
Oh, so you're saying he wants to stick it to the Guardians?
No. So I am not.
Now that's.
I am not expecting. I just feel like other teams, like, could there be talk of an extension? You know, for Flaherty, that's something we can't offer, okay, right?
So yeah. That's. Well, I mean, depending on it, maybe it's reasonable. Probably not, but in our world, probably not reasonable. But maybe it is. But if he pitches really well and we get to a deep postseason run, I can't guarantee a World Series, for crying out loud. But if you get to an ALCS or a World Series, I can't guarantee a win of it. But if I get to those levels, would it not be worth the trade, even if I have to let him go to put this team together? Maybe it's not. Maybe it has to be World Series or nothing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.